Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care at 5 a.m. in the morning. I just woke up. I've had a rough sleep in the past, let's say, 48 hours with the full moon energies. So every night I'm waking up like about 4 or 3 times and I get these insights and then I go back into meditation. So at 4 a.m. I got all these downloads and all this information that I would like to share with you. In the light of the recent interview that we had with Mariam Ovesi, who is the founder of Beloved Yoga in Reston, Virginia, and also teaches yoga in the clinical spaces and oncology departments of hospitals to support cancer patients, I like to just continue a little bit with this interview. So Mariam has been my teacher for the past 14 years, and integrity is very important for me, and this being aligned within that what you talk, what you say, that you actually walk that talk. Makes sense, no? But it's the hardest thing to do. Believe me, when I was a young teacher, I also taught a lot the 8 limbed path that she mentioned in this interview. We call it also the 8-folded path by Patanjali. So these scriptures have been written like 200 BCE, and they are derived from the Samkhya and the Vedic traditions and the Upanishads. So whenever you do studying, the Upanishads are really great to read. And then we have also the Bhagavad Gita. I love scriptures and I love to learn because I like the theory, but not only the practice. Now, the 8-folded path is so great because it actually combines theory and practice. Number 1 and number 2 are the yamas and the niyamas. And I've been living in the past, or been trying to live in the past 14 years according to these principles. The yamas and the niyamas speak of observances, ethical observances of oneself and how we interact with the world around us. And one that she mentioned was ahimsa, non-violence. Now, many times we believe that, for instance, ahimsa is, okay, we don't want to harm anyone. That is absolutely clear. And also, we don't want to harm animals. So many people actually interpret of being vegetarian or vegan. But I like to tell you also, plants also live. I think it's just more moderation on how we consume, for instance, meat or plants, or that we are very aware and not being greedy, and we only take as much our body needs. And ahimsa means also how we interact with oneself. So, for instance, if you do need animal protein because you're pregnant as a woman, and it helps also for your child's safety and health, then yeah. It is needed. Then we have satya, is truthfulness. And truthfulness starts actually also again within ourselves. Because as I mentioned to you in the previous sessions, if you get betrayed in life a lot, it also depends on if you have not betrayed yourself within. Truthfulness starts within. So what is your truth? What job do you choose that you feel is aligned with yourself? And if you choose a job that you know is maybe not aligned within yourself and you can feel it from the beginning when you enter this commitment, then this is not truthfulness. Asteya, non-stealing. When I was a yoga teacher, I was very conscious about the fact that when I enter the yoga studio, I'll be there 15 minutes before the class begins because I do not wish to steal time from my practitioners or from the practitioners or students who come and attend this class. It's something really important, and I still do this in meetings, that I do not come too late because time is precious. It's the same if I am in a situation or in a meeting and I am not mentally there, and I'm stealing time from that precious moment. But I'm also, because of my overthinking and anxiety, not being in that moment, I'm stealing time from myself, from this precious moment. Then we have Brahmacharya, I love this one because the ancient sages saw it as abstinence, so no sexual intercourse, because doing intimacy and doing the course, the intersexual intercourse, it has a very powerful effect on your energy. And we honor it. So which means we honor it so far that we honor our own vital life force and how we give it away. That's how we see it in modern life, but in the past it was really abstinence. And aparigraha, it's a non-grasping. It's the letting go, non-attachment to stuff, to things, to concepts, being able to let go of people. And that also means of letting go of certain outcomes. Tapas, one that I really love a lot is self-discipline. Because if you do not show up for oneself or for yourself, it is really hard to do these practices and to take care of oneself. It requires a certain amount of discipline to get up every morning at 5 a.m. and show up for your meditation, to train, to watch what you eat, because you want to take care of yourself. You make these decisions for your vessel, for your temple, for your body, for your mind, for your heart, for your wisdom body, the experiences you had that you can share with your family if you want. They have a family, with your loved ones, with your peers around you, shining that light. And socha, cleanliness. Socha speaks to not about our body cleanliness, but about our speech, our thoughts, the cleanliness that we have to choose, choosing the words that are non-violent, coming from a place of ahimsa, non-violent communication, but also not communicating is also an action because you choose to not acknowledge someone else. I repeat this, non-communicating or not responding is also an action and is a form of communication because you do not wish to acknowledge the other person, which is not necessarily being part of ahimsa. And I find this really important because in our society, if this is gaslighting, whatever they call it, gaslighting, ignoring, it's a form of also violent or non-violent communication and cleanliness on how we want to perceive other people and how we think we would like to treat other people, but because we would like to be treated to this. I always think, how would you like to be treated? Treat people the same way. And the yamas and the niyamas are really important observances that helped me to really enter into a deeper practice within the philosophy of yoga. And we have one which is really important, which is Ishvara Pranidhana. Trust. Trust in something higher than in oneself. Something that we have divinity within ourselves and trusting in a process in our journey. And then the Eightfold Path goes from the yamas to the niyamas to asana, which are movement and the postures, to pranayama, our breath, connecting to our breath, because without breath is no life. Then we're going into pratyahara, which is turning our senses in, listening within, turning the senses outside of ourselves away. Focus, concentration is dharana, and then we have dhyana, meditation practices, then we have samadhi. And it's a very complete system. So I encourage you, if you're interested in it, contact me, read it through. I teach this in the next self-care course that I will put online. So I've been starting to work as a volunteer. I pronounce this, I volunteer a lot. So I don't get actually paid for it, but I think it's important to give back to society with a foundation called Family Hippocampus. And it is aimed at business families, so family offices. Yeah, families that may own the yacht that you work on. And because I am a great believer that if we can create certain consciousness level in people, and especially in these families that have intergenerational traumas, cannot communicate within the different generations, and they're growing apart, and we can help with the traumata to heal, coaching them with psychologists, therapists, NLP practitioners, master coaches. We all, like the founders of this foundation, we all come from a long-standing family. So I'm eighth generation Chinese family. I don't speak a lot about this because, yeah, it's something that I think all the businesses you see out there, they are stemming from families, and they go from generation to generation. But what we have seen also, the other founders are from long-standing generational families. We have seen that it has not been easy with the younger generation to really adhere with the old family principles and values. And there is a serious communication gap between the generations because the way how we used to do things in the old days does not really work in modern society now. And I'm saying this really with a notion of a lot of ahimsa, a lot of love, because the old generation cannot let go of the old ways of seeing things. And that requires also letting go of certain traumata. And also my generation, we need to let go of traumata and heal it to be able to communicate within to the generation and different generations in our family. If one person in that family system changes and heals, it has a ripple effect on the entire family. And that's why I felt it was so important, like with Dominic van Einen, he's a really good friend of mine, and he's the founder, with Octavian Pilatus, who founded this foundation. It is important for us to help these families. And I see a bigger picture in the vision. I use the philosophy of yoga and what I learn in the tradition of Buddhism, Taoism, Tao Te Ching, and all the practices that I do, if this is Tai Chi, Kung Fu, Qigong, yoga, and I've been practicing yoga for the last 27 years. Using this knowledge, coaching people. And you can coach them anywhere. If this is on a yacht and coaching individuals in every different areas in their life. Because inherently all our suffering stems from that trauma that we have experienced. And if you can create more consciousness level, or people upgrading in their consciousness level through meditation, through movement, healing, then the decision-making process will be coming from a different awareness level, that you will make different decisions and you have the choices in life that can then help and uplift humanity. So if you're, for instance, an investor, you come from a family office, you're an investor, you invest in more social impact-driven, environmental impact-driven projects that can help this planet and humanity. So that is my greater vision. And I'd like to share with you the philosophy of yoga and just further elaborate on it. And there's a great book, The Care of the Whole Self by Maya Movissi. She's writing now another book on the yamas and the niyamas. And check it out. Small book, easy to read, big letters, nothing like Sears to study, but such a great companion to have in your pocket when you travel. There's another book called The Yamas and the Niyamas, The Ethical Guiding Principles by Deborah Adela. Great book. It has been my companion for the past 14 years, and I have them now in my head. And there's ChatGPT for the young generation. Yes, research yamas and the niyamas and see what comes up. I know this was not 5 minutes again. I think my friend Dr. William Morrell is going to laugh again. And if you have any questions, check out my website. My email is geraldine@geraldinehardy.com. Follow me on Instagram. I'm not always open to public of my Instagram account because there are just too many people who try to sell you something. Okay. Have a beautiful day, beautiful week, and namaha, namaste.